Government launches anti-drugs campaign. The Yingluck Shinawatra government has kicked off a new war on drugs, although that is not what it's being called. The first war on drugs, launched by her brother Thaksin Shinawatra, did cut the supply of drugs, but it also resulted in the deaths of 2,600 people, not all of them drug dealers. The new anti-drugs campaign will be two-pronged and will last 1 year, the Prime Minister said. It will get tough on dealers and traffickers, but help rehabilitate, rather than punish, addicts so they may later re-enter society. Prime Minister Yingluck said the ruling Pueatai Party aims to turn 400,000 of the country's 1.2 million drug addicts into decent citizens through rehabilitation. She said her government would treat drug addicts as patients so these people can later return to society. Most drug addicts are aged between 16 and 24 years old, and these young people are regarded as a resource of the nation. As a mother, I do not want to see children fall victim to drugs, she said. Deputy Prime Minister Chalumyu Bamrung, who has been appointed head of the Drug Suppression Center, focused on the getting tough part of the plan. Mr. Chalum told reporters his center will focus its work on trying to block drug shipments crossing the northern border, where 70% of the illicit drugs are smuggled into the country. Neighboring countries will be asked to support the campaign, and if they refuse to cooperate, Thailand will complain internationally, he said. Police forces have been mobilized to border routes in Chiang Mai, Chiang Rai, and Mekong Son provinces to prevent drugs from being smuggled into the country, said Acting National Police Chief Priyopan Damapong.